Exclusive, RX border defense on beating Beijing. Loosening China's iron grip on drug manufacturing, a must for American national security. By Catherine Hamilton on March 29, 2026. The Trump administration must loosen communist China's grip on drug manufacturing to protect American national security interests. RX border defense told Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle on Thursday during an event on the threat of China. Board members Raul Lopez and Patsy Reitzman discussed how the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, has put many Chinese drug companies on a green list, which means they are not being detained at the border. They contend the government-created loophole allows China to flood the market with drugs that may have been created under lax safety standards, while also giving China the power to withhold much-needed supplies in times of crises. I'm shocked that there is a green list or a green light to a communist country. That should be a red light, said Lopez, a board member for RX Border Defense, which is a non-profit organization committed to fighting the illegal trafficking of counterfeit drugs. Trump did a great job of building a beautiful wall to secure our country. Well, the FDA needs to build a beautiful wall to not allow these types of drugs to come into our country, he continued. Watch the event below. Lopez called on the FDA to hold China at least to the same standard that we hold American companies to. And I would even go an extra step to a higher standard. More accountability, more transparency. Because their motives are not to help the American people, he said. Their motive is to control and have us dependent on them. So then whenever they want to do something, they could just pull our strings. That's what China does. Fellow board member Patsy Reitzman detailed how China corners the market on drugs that are widely used in the United States, including everything from GLP-1 obesity drugs and common pain relievers, to steroids, cardiovascular drugs, and medical supplies. The dynamic makes America vulnerable to a communist regime that is fundamentally hostile to the values of the United States, she said. Antibiotics, they have 90% control. Painkillers, acetaminophen, ibuprofen, 70 to 95%. Steroids, cardiovascular drugs, sterile products, and medical supplies, and we have found contaminants in those, Reitzman said. So I have a great concern that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is allowing the Chinese to come in with lack of quality. It is harmful to the Americans from a health perspective. It's harmful to Americans from a financial perspective and in the development of drugs that will take care of issues in the future. Boyle asked them if China could use its position of power as leverage against the U.S. at some point in the future if tensions rise further. China will do whatever we allow them to do. And not only do that, but then go in an extra mile. That's their philosophy, again, to take over the world, Lopez said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecat_Hamilton.